Hi everyone, welcome back to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Joe.
Alright, so yesterday we were talking about some things that you might experience at work, some office health problems, kind of like sore knees from sitting down or dry eyes from staring at a computer all day. So today we're going to talk about a workshop program, which is something that you do maybe at school or in a job. You go to a workshop and you learn about specific problems and what you might do to make them better.
That's right. You go there to learn specific skills mm-hmm. that you might need in order to solve problems mm-hmm. or just to become better at doing something. I've gone to writing workshops before where there's some kind of, you know, master writer there, at least you hope they are, and they teach you about how to become better at writing. Today it's going to be a different type of workshop.
Right. It's going to be an office health workshop. We're going to learn all about some office health problems and how to fix them. So maybe we'll have a doctor come in and speak to us and tell us what we can do to make these things better. All right, so let's get to our article now.
Reading.
A workshop program. Office health. Risk. Back pain. The way we sit at our desks can cause us a lot of pain, especially in our backs. Here are some reasons this might happen. Your chair is positioned at the wrong angle. You're crossing your legs. Solution. Use these helpful tips. Position your chair so that your knees bend at a 90-degree angle. Uncross your legs and plant your feet firmly on the floor. This will take practice to remember. Risk. Vision problems. We are not supposed to stare at computers all day long. When we do, our eyes become dry. It also causes eye strain and can lead to vision problems in the future. Solution: these tips will help prevent eye disorders. Every 20 minutes, slowly blink your eyes 10 times. This will bring liquid back to your eyes. After blinking your eyes, focus on a distant object for 20 seconds. This will ease eye strain.
All right, so the first part of our article is going to say risk. And then after that, it says back pain. Now let's look at this word risk to find out what we're talking about. Risk is a noun, and it's spelled R-I-S-K, risk. Now a risk is the possibility that something bad, dangerous, or unpleasant will happen. It can also be used as a verb, which is when you put something in a situation where it could be lost, destroyed, or killed. Using risk as a noun in an example, we could say, driving a scooter without a helmet is a huge risk. If you're in an accident, you could be seriously hurt.
So today, we're talking about the risk of back pain that comes with working in an office. Mm-hmm. You can hurt your back. I know this firsthand, just from sitting down all day, you can experience back pain. Mm-hmm. Now, the article goes on to say, the way we sit at our desks can cause us a lot of pain, especially in our backs. Yes, you have to be very mindful, very aware of the way that you're sitting. If you're sitting in an unhealthy way, it can lead to some big, big problems down the road. And if anybody out there has ever experienced back pain, you know that if your back hurts, it can mess up everything for your life.
Your neck, your legs, your feet, the way you walk, and you not great.
Yeah, you need your back to do pretty much everything except lie down. So if you want to do stuff, you need a healthy back. So pay attention to this part.
All right, so the workshop program in our article today is going to go on and tell us maybe why this might happen. It says, here are some reasons this might happen. The first one, your chair is positioned at the wrong angle. All right, so a couple of words we need to look at here. The first one is position. Position is a verb in this case. It's spelled P-O-S-I-T-I-O-N, position. When you position something, you carefully put something in a particular place or position. Now, in that definition, we used position as a noun, which is also a way to refer to the way that something sits, stands, or lies. Another example could be, I positioned my hands on the keyboard and began to type an email. So I put my hands on the keyboard like this. Or as a noun, we could say, I have been lying down in a strange position. Now my neck is sore.
We also saw another word there we should take some time for. Mm-hmm. It's angle. It's spelled A-N-G-L-E. Angle. Don't confuse it with angel. Mm-hmm. That's E-L, and they are two very different things, of course. Here, angle is the space between two straight lines or surfaces, mm-hmm. and it's measured in degrees. You probably mm-hmm. see them in your math textbooks. They look mm-hmm. something like this.
Like this.
That's an angle.
Maybe like this.
This is a 90-degree angle. That's what our example sentence is about. Mm-hmm. The wall meets the floor at a 90-degree angle. So mm-hmm. a 90-degree angle is straight up, straight down,
right.
just like this. Mm-hmm. That's what you want your walls to be in
yes.
your house if or your apartment.
If it's not, you've got something wrong with your house,
you've
probably.
Got something wrong. Maybe mm-hmm. there was an earthquake or
yep.
something. So this is one of our two of the ways that you can experience back mm-hmm. problems if your chair is not positioned properly or if that's kind of a funny angle.
Right. Now we see a second reason that you might be experiencing back pain, and that is you're crossing your legs. Now I know this is something that women do quite a bit. I'm mm-hmm. not sure about men, but women often put one leg over the other and sit like this. And I know I do this a lot.
Okay.
And so I have to think every time I do it, nope, this will hurt you, so I have to uncross my legs. But it's not easy to always think about that when you're working.
Yeah, sometimes you're just so concentrated on your work, you don't know mm-hmm. what's actually going on or what you're doing. You're just thinking about the task or the job that you're here to do.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at the solution now. Solution is a noun, and it's spelled S-O-L-U-T-I-O-N, solution. A solution is a way of solving a problem or dealing with a difficult situation.
Mm-hmm.
For example, it took me a few hours, but I think I've come up with a solution to the puzzle. So we've got the risk,
mm-hmm.
and we've got now the solution.
Solution.
We're going to find out how we can stop sitting in a way that's going to give us back pain
okay.
at the office. So let's find out what the solution is right now.
All right. Well, the article says, use these helpful tips. Position your chair so that your knees bend at a 90-degree angle. So we talked about that 90-degree mm-hmm. angle before, and so it looks like this. So basically, when you're in your chair, you want to position your chair or put it in the place where when your knees bend, they look like this. So if your knees are bent like this, it's not very good, or like this, it's not very good. You want them at a 90-degree.
Okay, I'm pretty sure this is one of my problems
mm-hmm.
then, because when I'm sitting, my feet are not at a 90-degree angle. My knees, I should
mm-hmm.
say, they're more like this. Like I've got my feet way out
mm-hmm.
in front of me.
Right.
So you want to be sitting so that your feet are kind of flat on the floor directly below your knees
mm-hmm.
at a 90-degree angle. So this is one helpful tip. Tip is similar to solution. If you're
mm-hmm.
giving somebody tips, you're giving them advice
mm-hmm.
about how they can do something correctly
yeah.
or
better.
Successfully or better.
Mm-hmm.
So what's next?
All right. So the next way you can do this to help, or the next solution you can use to fix your back pain might be to uncross your legs and plant your feet firmly on the floor. All right, so we talked about how one leg is crossed over the other. You uncross them, and your feet go firmly on the floor, hopefully at a 90-degree angle. Now, you want to press them firmly on the floor so they're right on the floor. You're not moving them around. You're not kicking them. You're not putting them up under you on your chair. Now, the article goes on to say, this will take practice
mm-hmm.
to remember, and that is true out of experience. It's not easy because you get focused on your work. Maybe you're doing something, you're really busy, you're uncomfortable, so you change the way you sit. You have to remember, put your feet on the floor.
Now, our next risk is vision problems, problems with your eyes or of being able to see.
Right.
Now, it goes on to say, we are not supposed to stare at computers all day long. Yes, humans are not built for this task.
No.
But in modern office life, that's what most people do.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's what I do. I'm staring at a computer all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we see a phrase here, be supposed to do something or be supposed to be something. This is a phrase. It's used to say someone should or should not do something. Let's take a look at an example sentence here. We could say, I'm supposed to meet my sister at the restaurant at 1 p.m., but I'm going to be late.
Right. So you should meet your sister at 1 p.m., but you might not be able to. All right. We learn why we shouldn't be staring at the computer all day long and why you might have a risk. It's when we do, our eyes become dry. Now, we remember the phrase dry out and hydrated and dehydrated. It means to have water in your eyes or not enough water in your eyes. All right. Now, the reason we might do this, it says, it also causes eye strain and can lead to vision problems in the future. All right, now we see the noun eye strain here, which is spelled E-Y-E-S-T-R-A-I-N, eye strain. We know it's going to have something to do with our eyes. It's a pain you feel in your eyes. Perhaps if you have been reading a lot or you are very tired, you have a very strong pain in your eyes. It feels like they've been working too hard.
It feels kind of like a headache sometimes, too. It's not pleasant.
Right. Now, another way we could use eye strain is, I always experience eye strain if I don't wear my glasses enough.
All right, let's move on to this solution now. We've got the risk. Let's find out how we can make this better. It says, these tips will help prevent eye disorders. Mm-hmm. Prevent is a verb. We spell it P-R-E-V-E-N-T. Prevent. This means to stop something from happening or stop someone from doing something.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we could say the bad weather prevented us from going on our boat trip yesterday. So it stopped us from going on our boat trip.
Right. Now we also saw the noun disorder, which is spelled D-I-S-O-R-D-E-R, disorder, which is an illness that stops your body from working properly. So maybe too much eye strain can stop your eyes from working properly. You might get an eye disorder, which is not great. Now, another way we can use disorder is, my father has a heart disorder, so he has to take special medicine twice a day.
The article goes on to say how we can prevent this eye strain. It says, every 20 minutes, slowly blink your eyes 10 times.
Mm.
Blink is a verb. It's spelled B-L-I-N-K. It means to shut and open your eyes quickly. But in the article, it says to do it slowly. So more slowly than is natural.
Mm-hmm.
Here the article says, yes, you should do it slowly. We usually don't notice when we open and close our eyes because it happens so quickly. It's not something we think about.
Mm-hmm.
But if you practice doing it slowly, you're just opening and closing your eyes more slowly than usual. And that's a way to bring moisture to your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Ted blinked as he walked outside the dark room and into the bright sun.
Mm-hmm. Your eyes would open and close really quickly because of the light change. Now, it also says this will bring liquid back to your eyes. So if you open and close really slowly, the water will come back in. Another solution is, after blinking your eyes, focus on a distant object or an object far away for 20 seconds. The word focus is, if your eyes focus, you can look at something and see it clearly.
For example, the cat's eyes focused on the mouse and it got ready to attack.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you do this, if you every 20 minutes you just blink your eyes slowly about 10 times, and then you focus on something farther away, this will ease eye strain. Ease means it will make it less severe. It will improve the condition. You won't have that pain in your eyes and not that dry, scratchy, itchy, unpleasant feeling as well. So if you're experiencing either of these, back pain or eye strain, we hope these tips will be helpful for you and get rid of these conditions for you. We're almost out of time for the show today. Before we go, let's have our For You chat.
For You Chat.
So today on the show, we've been talking about solutions to things like back pain and eye strain. So those are some ways you can stay healthy at the office. But what are some other things you can do to stay healthy at the office?
Well, like I said, I've got sore knees. So one day I decided I needed to do something about this. So I did some research on the internet and I found some ways to make my knees not so sore when I was working. And so I've got my knee exercises written out, and it's a lot of stretching. It's a lot of walking around, maybe get up every 30 minutes and take a little walk. Use your knees so that they feel better. You can just do some stretches, lift your legs up, hold them, and then put them back down. Things like this. It's good to just get up and walk around, though, because like we said, sitting down can be really unhealthy for you all day.
That's right. We're not really made to be sitting. We're supposed to be moving. Human beings are built to move around, not to sit in one place all day long. So a very simple way to stay healthy at the office is simply to, maybe once every hour, you just move around a little bit. Or one thing that we talked about back on day one was something known as a standing desk. If your company will let you use one of those, it's just a desk where instead of sitting down,
you stand.
You're standing. Now, you might not want to be using that all day long, but perhaps you can use it, the standing desk, for a little bit, sit down, you can switch back and forth.
Right.
These are some things you can do to stay healthy at the office. You guys can have a chat about some other ways you might know of as well. We're out of time, so until the next edition of English for You, I'm Joe.
And I'm Erin.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
A workshop program. Office health. Risk. Back pain. The way we sit at our desks can cause us a lot of pain, especially in our backs. Here are some reasons this might happen. Your chair is positioned at the wrong angle. You're crossing your legs. Solution. Use these helpful tips. Position your chair so that your knees bend at a 90-degree angle. Uncross your legs and plant your feet firmly on the floor. This will take practice to remember. Risk. Vision problems. We are not supposed to stare at computers all day long. When we do, our eyes become dry. It also causes eye strain and can lead to vision problems in the future. Solution? These tips will help prevent eye disorders. Every 20 minutes, slowly blink your eyes 10 times. This will bring liquid back to your eyes. After blinking your eyes, focus on a distant object for 20 seconds. This will ease eye strain.
Vocabulary review. Risk. There is a risk that we will lose some money if our business fails. Position. Toby positioned his toy soldiers in a line on the shelf. Angle. This triangle has three 60-degree angles. Solution. Although Peggy tried her best, she was not able to find a solution to the social problem. Prevent. To prevent yourself from catching a cold, you should wash your hands regularly.